episode number 103 of Backquotes. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Carla Fisher. How is everyone doing? Let's get to it with today's topic, debug. This podcast is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. In computer programming and software development, debugging is the process of finding errors or problems that prevent the correct operation in a computer program or software system. A debugger is a software tool that allows a programmer to monitor the execution of a program, stop or restart it, set breakpoints, or change values in memory. VS Code debuggers typically support starting programs in debug mode or appending existing programs. If you want to use the same DevTools debugger to debug your Node application, you can do so by invoking the Node script inspect brk flag. You do not need to use the IDE in the build to use the debugger. Most developers call Ninja from a command prompt and then open the IDE for debugging if necessary. I use Ninja in my Chromium build, and I use Ninja to build my Node applications, so I call it with the nnode scripts inspect and brk. When you compile your code with the command line, you need to define secret and add it to the top of your file. Debug is defined by adding const underscore debug, and it is added at the bottom of the file in the same way as the nnode scripts inspect and brk flags. Note that your program must be compiled with the debug flag, and without this flag, execution will be slowed down. If you prefer to use the debug flag directly, you can see all debugging features in Chrome's debug session, as well as in the debugger itself. In some cases, you may need to either configure additional options for your Chrome debug sessions or use a different debugger. While you will find all debug functions, you do not need them if you use them directly. When you start, the debugger does its own compiled project, and you have access to all the functions of the debugger as well as all other functions. You do not want to pause the debugger every time, but you want all variables to be logged, such as the name of a variable, the type of the variable and its value, etc. In the world of the Lightning platform, debug logs provide you with most of what you need to debug and analyze your code. Make sure you pass the appropriate command line options to the debug target so that the debugger can join. If you have certain commands that you want LLDB to execute every time you start debugging your app, you can add these commands to your debugging configuration. This helps you to analyze the debug output to see which debugging instance each debug line belongs to. Go to the Editor tab, select the configuration you want to debug, type debug, and run it by filtering debug. Start debugging and use the debug console action to open it, or use open debug console to use it. Once you have identified the problem, you can end your debugging session by clicking on the editors tab and typing in debug. If necessary, redirect the program to the input or output or run it to manually debug the destination from the terminal or command prompt. VS Code will try to execute the currently active file and redirect you to your destination if necessary. To launch and debug a simple app in the VS Code, simply launch it from a terminal and launch it with the debug action. If the debug state is false, none of the debugging actions will occur, but the explicit browser calls to the function continue to work. Once the code evaluation is complete, stop debugging and if the debug is disabled, no debugger will be entered during the call. Note that when removing or replacing a function, the debugging state is not maintained. The use of debugging is persistent, so changes you make during debugging cannot be undone or saved, even if you continue with another debugging process. Once you have set up a simple application, visit this page for more information about the VS Code debugging feature and its features. I used an example to illustrate the steps required to create a VS Code debug extension. Installing the debug extensions introduces some new features, such as the ability to build with nodes and the use of the debug feature. You can select a debug type if you only want to debug code written in Java or Kotlin and change the debug configuration. Android Studio adds a Java debugger or LLDB to the app process, one of which allows you to check breakpoints in both Java and native code without restarting the app or changing settings. Auto debug types connect the Java debugger and LLDC to an app, so that if your project uses native code, you can switch between checking Java, C, C++, and C hash breakpoint without rebooting the apps and without changing any settings, or switching to inspecting both. Java debugging ignores breakpoints and pays attention to changes in the setting, both the setting of the Java code and the setting of the native code. Thank you all for joining us again on Backquote, it's been a pleasure. See you next time.